Today I want to talk to you about how we're going to take Montauk to Manhattan. We're going to take it with a strategy of God. And I want to just say this, and I want you to put your ears up. And I believe that if we would come together now, not over my name, not over my idea, but to come under the auspice of Jesus Christ and understand that the biggest thing in the Father's heart are souls being saved. My God, ask God, what's the biggest thing that he wants? He wants souls to be saved. Rob has recently been meeting down in Port Jeff, down by the water, on the basketball court. Him, his wife, a few other members of different churches. And I want to tell you, Rob's got a report that I'm going to let him speak about. But I tell you, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. But God didn't put that scripture there so we would fulfill it. He put it there so there would be a caution. Now, let me just say this before we go, and I hand this mic to Rob because he's percolating over here. I want to tell you this, that Rob is 44 years old, and he is not afraid to get out there at 8 o'clock at night with his wife and kids and start witnessing the gospel. Rob is a self-made man, and Rob doesn't feel like it's beneath him to go down to Port Jeff and talk to people. I see too many people that think, let somebody else do this. But if it's the closest thing to God's heart, don't you think that we should start to plan?
You know, Vic, I really was impressed by the Lord to not only play basketball on a basketball court, that we would go to the courts of the Lord, the high places. We would legislate in the courts in the spirit realm, and we would release the open heavens over certain regions. And you know, I felt to go down Port Jefferson several months ago. You know, I've led evangelistic teams over the years in different local churches, and you know, one thing we do is we train people how to be fishers of men. Jesus said to Peter, follow me, I will make you a fisher of men. And you know, there's different types of bait, Vic, that you use in fishing in the natural. So there's obviously different types of bait that we use when we go in souls. And you know, what we simply do is we gather and we pray and we believe God to show up, obviously, to open the atmosphere, to rend the heavens. We call obviously upon the angels, the Holy Spirit to come. And Vic, what's happening, I have never seen it to this degree, and if you could use the word success in the Lord, I have never seen the fruit and the manifestation of the hunger of this generation. I mean, we are literally leading, and this is no exaggeration, because God doesn't bless exaggeration. You know, most evangelists, they exaggerate. They'll tell you 100 answered the altar call, but then you ask someone that was there, and you know, 20 did. But Vic, we're literally leading 30 to 40 to 50, 60 people to Christ every Saturday night. We explain the gospel story that, you know, man was separated from God. Jesus is the bridge. He's the mediator between God and man. He's the reconciler. He was the sin bearer. He's the one that is the way back to the Father. Vic, these kids just want prayer. We're meeting kids that come up to us, Vic, that are homosexuals, boys that are 15 years old. Some of them are bisexuals. Some of them are cutters. They're cutting themselves, and you know, they're cutting themselves because they're in pain, and they're relieving the pain. Some of them are on drugs, some of them are drunk, and you know, Vic, it's a little hardcore. I'm bringing my daughter, she's 9 years old, my son is 12 years old, but I started to say to myself, I says, Vic, my kids really don't need puppet church anymore. They know about Daniel in the lion's den, they know about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I said, my kids need to experience church outside the four walls, that God can move not only on a Sunday morning, but he can move anytime outside the four walls of a church.
My God, I tell you, Rob, the most amazing thing happened to me. You know, God presets these shows up. He starts to give, me and Rob don't live too close to one another, but I get here and then all of a sudden we get in the studio, we start working, and there's a common denominator that's been happening in the last 7 days since we did the last show. Today I'm in Gold's Gym and I'm mentoring a young man that's going through a drug addiction, alcohol addiction, and I'm I'm staying with them, and I know God said he's your assignment. I casually started to make him my assignment. And I worked in the gift of the Spirit. I told him what he was going through, and he was somewhat impressed with that. Well, today he comes up to me. He says, you know, Vic, I'm going to blow your mind. I said, how's that? He says, about a year ago, you pulled up next to me at a light on Route 111. My God, Route 111. He says, and when you pulled up there, he said that you opened your window and you told me Jesus loves me and that there is still room at the cross. He said, and you told me your testimony quickly in a 2-minute light thing. He says, I never forgot it. I went home and told my wife about this guy that pulled up and just opened his window and put that big finger in my face from a distance. He said, now I come to this gym and I don't realize that you're the guy that was at the Route 111. He said, I don't even realize it till a week ago. I leave the gym and I see your car, and I have a special plate on my car. He says, and when I see you get in the car, I look at the license plate. He said, you're the same guy that a year ago pulled up to me at a light. My God, people, I'm not speaking about me, and I'm not gloating. I'm just telling you that God is in the business. If you want to know the business of God, some of you are still in the new part of the New Testament. You know, Jesus was the carpenter's son, so I'm a carpenter's son. No. God is in the restoration business. God is in the soul-saving business. God has given you the power, the unction, the anointing to be sons of God, to be manifestations in the earth. And I tell you, if you're under the sound of my voice now, and you just tuned in, I'm telling you, if you're a leader, start to align your church. Start to map out the area that your church is in. Now hear me, I'm not talking about prayer mapping. I mean, that's all right if that's what you want to do. I'm talking about ringing doorbells and saying, hi, I'm from the church down the street, XYZ Church, and we just want to let you know that we're in the community and we've come to the community to bring a light to a present dark age. My God, people, let the leader make up a script. It doesn't have to be we got to get them saved as soon as they open the door, but let them know you want to increase your church from the 25 or 50 people that you had for the last 100 years. Start ringing doorbells, and my God, you'll see the power of God. People come to your church, they're looking for the power of God, and my God, they don't see it because you've ran through every hoop you could run through. You've been through it, and you're saying, my God, I can't just keep doing the same thing over and over. That's the definition of insane. But my God, you start ringing doorbells, and you're going to come back with modern day spiritual testimonies.
Yeah, you know, Vic, it just breaks your heart when you hear the stories. We recently met one boy about a month ago. Some of you maybe read about it in Newsday. Both his parents died in a boating accident in Huntington. And, you know, Vic, we're reeling these kids in to victory. We're telling them the love of Jesus. And, you know, Vic, I had invited several people that I knew over the years that were Christians to join. It's just to hold our arms up. And, you know, some of their response was, Robbie, street evangelism doesn't work anymore. And my response was, hey, Jesus said go. He said, go ye into the world, therefore preach this gospel, make disciples of all men. So, you know, my response to that person was simply, who should I obey, you or Jesus? You're telling me street evangelism doesn't work. And they were imploring about friendship evangelism. We'll obviously get to that in a little while. But Jesus said, go ye into the highways and the byways. And, you know, Vic, Jesus was throwing a party. He said, invite them. And they wouldn't come. And he says, go into the highways and invite them that my house may be full. And, you know, you talked about in the book of John where it says the harvest is ripe. It's now. The harvest is always, Vic, but there's certain strategic kairos times where the harvest is now. And the anointing is always in the go. You know, the anointing is in doing the things that we've learned in church. You know, what do you do after 10 or 20 years? You sit in church. You learn all the impartation, all the knowledge, all the wisdom that's been given to you through fivefold leaders. We've got to learn now to do this stuff. And, you know, Vic, here's the key I learned. And not everybody's an expert or professional at this. This is not necessarily taught, but it's caught. This evangelistic fire, this spirit of evangelism, I'm telling you, is not taught. It's caught. You give me anybody that has a willing heart, that wants to win souls, that wants to get outside the four walls, that wants to spread the love of God, that wants to lay hands on the sick, they'll see them recovering. You know, Vic, what we do is we start to prophetically decree and declare. We just start to prophesy through the word of knowledge over these kids. We tell them God loves you, God has a plan for you, God has a hope in the future, it's not over for you. And they're coming to us every week now, and they're saying, we just want to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, we want to experience this God that you serve. And Vic, I recently went out and bought 100 New Testament Bibles. They were like 99 cents or 98 cents online. I was going to buy 1,000 of them. I think I'm getting 1,000 of them, Vic. And we're now giving them the word, because it's one thing to win soul, it's another thing to see them disciple. And that's my heart as an evangelist, Vic, is to see not only people get saved, but stay saved. And that's what the churches are for, the local churches. You know, we'll catch the fish, but we'll let the church gut the fish. And, you know, in the end of the book of John, Jesus said he talked about a net that was not broken. And, you know, Vic, we've got to have a net that works. We've got to have a network of people that'll disciple these young people, that'll disciple the fish when they come in, that'll gut the fish, that'll bring them on to maturity in Christ.
I tell you, I was reading in the Bible today or yesterday, and it said something where, find out the things that Christ likes and do them. I tell you, people, you need to hear what Rob is saying here, because if churches would start to launch out into the deep, we can take from Montauk to Manhattan. I believe this summer, the Upper Room is going to have their 4th of July party in the park on Sunday the 4th of July or the 3rd of July. They decided to not have church that day, but bring the people to the park and let's evangelize the park and let's have a celebration. My God, I said, my God, we're getting out of the four walls. Now, I want to just caution you, we're not against the four walls, but my God, what I'm against is when we come to the mausoleum and the frozen chosen are just in there. They come every week, they stay in the same pew, they hear the same sermon, they can almost predict, and they're not prophets of what the service is going to be like. My God, people, come on, shake yourself. Let's get back to the basics. Let's get back to what the Revelation says, get back our first love, because once that love comes in your heart, you will go back to what you did at one time, witnessing the Gospels. But the difference this time is God's going to give you signs, wonders, and miracles.
Yeah, you know, Vic, not everybody is a pastor, but you can be pastoral. Not everybody is an evangelist, but you can be evangelistic. There's certainly not many apostles, but you can be apostolic. And, you know, you don't have to be a fivefold evangelist to do this. You just got to have the fire of God in your heart. I would suggest to be prayed up. You know, Vic, it's really not complicated. It's just about a willing heart of people that want to go meet the need. And that's what really Christ did. He met the need. So I'll just close this show out in prayer. Father, we are asking people to come under the evangelistic fire. We are loosing John the Baptist to go out into the wilderness, into the highways. Father, we loose the evangelists to go out. Father, all believers to me can be evangelistic. All believers are soul winners. Father, your word says, all he who wins souls is wise. So Lord, we're going fishing this summer, not necessarily in the natural, but we are fishing for souls. And Lord, we believe we're getting back to grassroots, which is the word of God, which is prayer, which is going out into the streets, and also obviously friendship evangelism, your neighbors, people at Starbucks, Walmart, Home Depot. You know, you go up to people, say, hey, God has a plan for your life. Jesus Christ loves you. He died for your sins. You need to receive him as your Lord and Savior. And then you just pray with them. You ask them to confess Christ. So we're closing this show out. God bless you, WLA. We love you. We'll see you soon.